So the next presentation is a NIM MixNet from Jon Hogblad. So welcome,
Jon. Yeah, thank you very much. Right, it's great to be here. Presentation all seems to be working. Right, so I'll talk about NIM. Title is Intro to a New Anonymous Communication Network. There's quite a lot of overlap to the previous presentation about the concepts involved. And who am I? My name is Jon Hogblad, or sometimes I go by just John for simplicity. I'm from Sweden, developer. I spend my days writing Rust, back-end type things. I used to do C++ and scientific computing in a previous life. I live in Stockholm. Yeah, that's me. Right, so the NIM MixNet. What's the NIM MixNet? So the basics, I mean, this is, obviously it's free software. The source code is available on GitHub over there. It's Apache licensed. It's mostly written in Rust. All the backend stuff is written in Rust. Some of the frontend things is TypeScript. This was in the past. This has been funded by some EU projects. And currently, there is a Switzerland-based startup who does the majority of the development. But yeah, it's an open project, and of course, we welcome public contributions. And it's quite deeply rooted in university as well, in university research. We have some world-class researchers associated with the project. The concepts aren't things that we sort of came up ourselves. This is state-of-the-art research. Right, so what is the problem that we're trying to solve? We had the usual suspects, the government surveillance and surveillance capitalism, and which of these two is a problem, very much depends on where in the world you are. In some parts of the world, these things aren't that big of a concern. For other people, this is serious matter. This is of grave concern to some people, depending on who you are and where you live. And what is the aspect that we try to tackle here? Because there's a lot of privacy platforms that tries to attack this challenge from different perspectives. The NIM MixNet is a network layer, or it's a transport layer thing. And the main challenge that we focus on is that it has become clear in the last 10 years that there's now so much surveillance going on, and there are some entities that collect so much data on a global scale that they almost get some sort of like a God's eye view of the network. They can monitor the network on a planet scale, and they can correlate using leaked metadata, your transmission patterns, your packet sizes, your timings. They can do end-to-end correlations, even though your data is sent entirely encrypted the whole way or obfuscated, but still, if you can sort of monitor at all endpoints, you can sort of still draw conclusions, you can identify who talks to who. And as we know, who talks to who is sometimes more important than what they say from a sort of surveillance perspective. So that's the angle, the challenge that we try to tackle with this. And so now I'm sort of taking a step back here, so I'm referring to as the NIM platform, which is, then I'll use this quote here, a decentralized incentivized mixnet plus private credentials. And my talk here will be to try to unpack what all of this means. And we're gonna start then with the what I think is the sort of the core part is the mixnet, the word in the middle there. I think if you use something like Tor as a starting point, that's sort of a very good first step to understand what it is. And just like Tor, and just like the previous talk, it's an overlay network. It's in the same way as I2P uses onion routing, where all packets are wrapped in layers of encryption to hide the fact, to hide the end destination of each packet. It's based on the Loopix design. If you know a little bit about mixnets, you probably have heard about Loopix. I put in a few citations here at the bottom if you want to read a bit more about these things. It uses Sphinx packets, so that the idea is that all packets are wrapped into these identically looking and identically behaving packets. to hide these sizes and timings. And also each packet as it moves through, because you know, Mixnet is, I mean, okay, so something I forgot to mention. Mixnet is very much what it sounds.